Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. Helps you know you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom as we continue to ask ourselves an important question.
That's right, we are asking the question, is it better to stand out or fit in?
Yes, today we will be continuing to explore that question by looking at a dialogue or a conversation between two people, that is Emma and Noah. Let's jump right into it. Here is the first part of that conversation.
Is it better to stand out or fit in?
Do you ever feel torn between wanting to stand out and wanting to fit in?
All the time. Standing out sounds appealing and brave, but fitting in feels more secure.
Yes, but sometimes I worry that blending in means disguising parts of myself.
I can see that. But standing out can make people uncomfortable and not in a good way.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看形容词 secure, 意思是安全的、牢固的。譬如 the house felt secure after new locks were installed and neighbors agreed to keep an eye out. 安装新门锁后，邻居们也答应会帮忙留意，这栋房子就让人感觉安全了。Secure 字尾去掉 e, 改为 ity, 就变成了名词 security, 意思是安全、安保措施。譬如 ,airport security increased during holidays, easing travelers' worries slightly while slowing lines. 假日期间机场加强了安检措施，稍微减轻了旅客的担忧，但也让排队速度变慢。另外来学一个相关的名词 stability, 意思是稳定性或是稳定。譬如 financial stability matters for families planning long-term goals like housing, education, and emergency savings. 对于规划住房、教育及紧急储蓄等长期目标的家庭而言，财务稳定十分重要。
So Emma and Noah are having this conversation. Let's find out what each of them believes.
Okay, let's take a look first at what Emma has to say. She says, do you ever feel torn between wanting to stand out and wanting to fit in?
All right, do you ever feel torn between these two things? You're not sure which way you want to be. You feel kind of stuck in the middle.
Yeah, and Noah agrees. He says all the time. He feels like this often.
Okay, he says standing out sounds appealing and brave, but fitting in feels more secure.
If something feels appealing, friends, it means that it is attractive or interesting.
For example, many ideas might sound very appealing, until you actually try them out.
Yeah, now what sounds appealing here? Well, the idea of standing out. It sounds appealing and brave, but fitting in feels different. It feels more secure.
All right, you feel a little more safer that way. Well, Emma responds. She says, yes, but sometimes I worry that blending in means disguising parts of myself.
Blending in is a good term for us to talk about, friends. The idea of blending in means that you're looking like or acting like everyone else around you.
For example, Billy tries blending in whenever he goes to a new school.
The idea of blending makes me think of that appliance called a blender. If I want to make a smoothie, I put different types of fruit or vegetables in it, and then I mix them up so much that you can't tell which piece is which fruit. When things are blended together, that's how it is. Everything seems the same.
And I think of a chameleon. You know, that animal that changes its color so it blends into the background and everything around it.
Yeah, so those ideas can both tell you what Emma is thinking here. She feels like if she's blending in with others, then she's disguising parts of herself.
If you are disguising something, you're hiding what it's really like or what its purpose is.
Here's an example of how you could use disguising in a sentence. She is disguising her surprise.
Okay, so you might feel like you're disguising parts of yourself if you're just blending in and acting like everyone else. Noah says, I can see that.
Okay, so she's saying that she doesn't want to pretend to be something that she's not, and Noah agrees. I can see that, but standing out can make people uncomfortable and not in a good way.
That is definitely possible. If someone feels uncomfortable, they feel awkward or just not at ease.
Sometimes certain questions that people ask us can make us feel uncomfortable. A question might be too invasive or ask you about something private or personal, and it makes you feel uncomfortable.
Right, so standing out can make people feel uncomfortable in a bad way. Now, of course, that just depends on how you're standing out.
Yeah, definitely. Like we said yesterday, sometimes we stand out when we stand up for what is right, but sometimes people stand out just because they want attention.
Right. We had an example sentence earlier talking about going to a new school. I do feel like a student going to a new school will want to fit in with their classmates. That way, they'll feel more secure and like they can have friends.
Maybe this is kind of like what we said yesterday. There's certain situations when one is better than the other, and we don't necessarily have to choose between the two. I think we're going to talk about this a little bit more, and I believe Emma and Noah are going to discuss it as well. So let's get going with the next part of our conversation right now.
Is it better to stand out or fit in?
True. Yet if everyone avoids discomfort, no one ever takes a stand.
Maybe, but not every moment calls for change. Sometimes peace matters more than conflict.
So, you think blending in is a form of respect?
Sometimes, yes. It shows you understand the group instead of putting yourself above it.
I hadn't thought of it that way. I usually associate standing out with confidence.
Confidence这个名词意思呢是自信、信心。譬如 Rebecca's confidence grew after practice, supportive feedback, and small successes over time. 经过练习，得到支持性的回馈，以及一点一滴的小成就后， Rebecca的自信心逐渐增强。片语 in confidence 的意思呢是秘密的、信任的。譬如 Mike shared the news in confidence, trusting it would remain private between friends. Mike 私下分享了这个消息，相信这件事仅限于朋友之间的秘密。另外一个片语是 have confidence in someone， 意思是对某人有信心或者信任某人。譬如 Teachers have confidence in students when effort, curiosity, and honesty consistently appear during class discussions. 当学生在课堂讨论中持续展现努力、好奇心与诚实的时候，老师会对他们充满信心。All
right, what are some of the reasons why you may want to stand out? Let's talk about that.
Okay, so Emma says here, true. Yet if everyone avoids discomfort, no one ever takes a stand. This is something we started talking about yesterday when we talked about how standing out, sometimes it's because you're standing up for something. And here, this term take a stand means the same thing.
Yeah, to strongly support one side of an issue or some kind of belief. Here's another sentence with this term. Molly took a stand against bullying. She did not join in.
So what Emma is saying here is that if you are just trying to never feel uncomfortable and always fit in, it might cause you to not take a stand for things that you believe in.
Yeah, and that goes back to what we talked about yesterday, all around integrity. Well, Noah responds and says maybe, but not every moment calls for change.
This is a really good point. He goes on to say sometimes peace matters more than conflict.
Right. There are some people who just love to share their opinions and what's on their mind. Sometimes that's really helpful. Other times you just need to think. You don't need to say everything that comes to your mind.
Yeah, the other thing I'm thinking about here is sometimes keeping the peace is what makes you stand out. If there's conflict all around you and everyone is arguing, but you're the one that's helping people come together, that is another way to stand out.
Right. Just like we see here, sometimes peace matters more than conflict. So Emma asks, you think blending in is a form of respect?
Noah says, sometimes, yes. It shows you understand the group instead of putting yourself above it.
This makes me think of a lot of cultures on Earth. In some cultures, it's more expected that you can stand out, and in others, you're expected to fit in and not put yourself above others.
If you put yourself above others in that context, people will think that you believe you're more important than them, that you have chosen not to fit in because you think you're better.
On a sports team, your coach might tell you to stop putting yourself above the team. You need to do what's best for the team and maybe sometimes pass the ball.
Okay, so let's recap here. Emma and Noah are talking about fitting in as a form of respect and not believing that you are better than other people.
Okay, and now Emma says, I hadn't thought of it that way. I usually associate standing out with confidence.
Let's talk about what associate means, friends. Associate means to connect or link things in your mind.
For example, I associate rain with cozy days at home.
Is this true for you as well, Garrett? Do you associate standing out with confidence?
Yeah, I think I often do. If you're standing up for what you believe in or just very confident in being different from everyone else, that takes quite a bit of confidence.
It does. And here we see as well that they are associating standing out also with something called pride. If you think you're better than others, then you might intentionally try to be different than them.
Right. That takes confidence, but it's not always a good thing. Well, friends, we have more to say. Right now, though, it's time to take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Torn between. Picture this. It's Saturday morning and you have two epic invitations. One friend wants to binge watch cartoons all day with popcorn. The other is dragging you to the arcade for unlimited games. Your brain feels like it's being pulled in two directions at once. You're torn between them. That inner tug of war, that's the feeling. Torn between means being unable to choose because you like or want two opposite things equally. It's like your heart is ripped in half trying to decide. The word torn here comes from the idea of fabric being ripped apart. It's painful and hard to fix. For example, she was torn between accepting the scholarship in another city or staying close to her family. Also, I'm torn between ordering pizza or sushi for dinner. They both sound amazing. Here are two more ways we use torn. Torn apart means badly damaged or emotionally hurt. For example, the storm tore the old tree apart, leaving branches everywhere. Be torn, without between, can mean feeling conflicted in general. For example, after the argument, he was torn and didn't know what to say next. I once stood in an ice cream shop torn between chocolate fudge and strawberry swirl for so long the line grew behind me. Choices can be deliciously difficult. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
Is it better to stand out or fit in?
Confidence can also be quiet. Choosing when not to stand out takes self-control.
Maybe the real challenge is picking your battles.
Maybe. Standing out because you believe in something is different from wanting attention.
So maybe it's less about choosing one and more about staying true to yourself.
Agreed. I think that's the balance everyone's trying to determine.
Determine 意思是决定,确定 例如, simple tests help determine which lesson students should review before moving forward. 简单的测验有助于决定学生在继续学习之前应该复习哪一课。 Determine的过去分词 determined也可以当形容词用 意思是下定决心的或是坚定的 比如, He was determined to pass the test and studied every night without giving up. 他下定决心要通过考试,并且每天晚上都坚持不懈地努力读书。 Determined的名词是determination, 意思是决心,毅力。比如, Jolene's determination helped her finish homework even when she felt tired after school. Jolene的毅力让她即使放学后感到疲倦, 仍然完成了作业。All right, 今天的 Language Lab就到这里喽, 我们下次见。Now,
in this part of our conversation, it's time to talk a bit more about fitting in.
Okay, Noah right here says, confidence can also be quiet. This is a really interesting concept. Confidence, friends, is feeling sure of yourself or trusting in your abilities.
Absolutely. For example, you want to speak with confidence when you're speaking in front of a group of people, not with nervousness.
So confidence can also be quiet. What does Noah mean by this? Well, he goes on to say, choosing when not to stand out takes self-control.
Okay, it takes self-control. Self-control is your ability to manage your own feelings and actions.
When you get angry, it's important that you show self-control. You might have a feeling, but that doesn't mean you can take it out on other people or do actions that harm others.
Okay, so confidence can be quiet as well if you're just standing out all the time because you're nervous and you don't like the fact that maybe it's very quiet in a room. Well, that's not showing a lot of self-control.
Yeah, or maybe the timing is wrong to share your opinion. You feel very strongly about something, but it's very obvious that it won't be accepted at that time. Staying quiet and waiting till a better moment is a way of fitting in and showing that you have self-control, and maybe another time is a better time to stand out.
Emery, that reminds me of what Emma said here. Maybe the real challenge is picking your battles.
I love this phrase. I think it's really important for you to know, friends. Picking your battles means choosing which fights or arguments are worth having.
And which ones are not. You need to learn to pick your battles wisely. After all, you only have so much time and energy.
Sometimes we say this phrase as choose your battles as well. The idea here is that maybe you have a situation, like at school, and maybe you have a lot of problems there. It's important that you direct your energy toward one or two of those problems at a time. Don't try to attack everything at once. Pick your battles.
Sometimes just because you see that something is wrong doesn't mean that you should be the one to step in and change things. you need to read the room.
That can really take humility and knowing the difference about when it's good to stand out or fit in. But let's keep reading.
All right, Noah says, maybe standing out because you believe in something is different from wanting attention.
This is what I've been saying all along. There's different ways to stand out, friends. Standing out because of your beliefs is different than standing out because you want everyone to look at you.
Yes, that is definitely true. Emma says, so maybe it's less about choosing one and more about staying true to yourself.
I think staying true to yourself is just one part of this, friends. I think it goes back to that idea of reading the room and being appropriate. Do the right thing at the right time.
Right. And like we said before, if you're just fitting in because you're afraid of discomfort, then you're definitely not being true to yourself.
Noah says a really important word here in this last sentence. I think that's the balance everyone's trying to determine. It's all about balance.
Yeah, the balance here between standing out and fitting in. There's not one right one and one wrong one. It's all about figuring out what's right at the moment.
That's right. And it sounds like here that is the conclusion that they both have come to, that it's not necessarily right or wrong to stand out, or it's not necessarily right or wrong to be a person that prefers to fit in. It's more about knowing who you are and what you believe in and being willing to do the right thing at the right time.
Well, what I believe in right now is that it's time to go to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看使役动词 make 的用法。文章中的句型是主词加使役动词加受词加形容词，意思是使受词有某种感受或成为某种状态，例如 make me happy。受词补语也可以是名词，例如 make it a success。另外一个句型是主词加 make 加受词加原形动词，例如 make it stop。注意，如果是被动语态的时候，作为受词补语的原形动词要改为 to 加动词。来看例句， The singer was made to cancel her concert due to a bomb scare. 那位歌手因为炸弹威胁而被迫取消演唱会。
Friends, we have reached the end of this article, and you know what that means. It's time for us to take a look at our talk about it question. You need to think about your opinions about this topic.Why do you think standing out or fitting in can become a habit?
A habit or something you do automatically without thinking about it too much. And I think it's because you naturally do what comes easiest or is more comfortable. We don't want to make things hard on ourselves.
I also think that we get used to the way other people perceive us. If people have labeled us as someone who is outgoing and who likes to stand out, we might try to live up to that standard. And because of that, we constantly choose areas to stand out in. Likewise, if people think that we are a very quiet person, we fit in, it can be hard to break that mold that society has placed on us.
Yeah, again, we want to say there's not necessarily a right or a wrong in this, but it's a good thing to think through. Why are you doing the things you're doing? And should you be making some small changes to be true to yourself?
Motivation is important, and being appropriate is important as well, friends. Read the room before you decide if it's a good time to stand out or fit in. That is all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. Make sure to join us again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye.
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.